1967 Abortion Act reflected social changes. Fight for the right to choose when and whether to have children. Sarah Ack. 50 years ago this month, the 1967 Abortion Act was signed into law, coming into effect 6 months later. The law legalized abortion if folk chooses up to 28 weeks gestation, reduced to 24 in 1990, and within certain circumstances. Since that time, millions of women have benefited from access to free, safe and legal abortion. Lives have undoubtedly been saved and transformed. Prior to 1968, up to 100,000 illegal abortions were thought to take place every year. Women, who generally had very limited access to reliable contraception, were forced to take desperate measures to terminate unwanted pregnancies. They bought unidentified and often poisonous substances, attempted to self-abort using household objects, or visited backstreet establishments for procedures often carried out by people with no medical qualifications. Abortion was the leading cause of maternal deaths, with hundreds dying each year and 35,000 treated by the NHS for often life-changing complications. The pressure for legalization of abortion partly came from growing concern about these backstreet abortions and their consequences. But it was also a reflection of wider social changes and struggles that were taking place. It's no coincidence that many other social reforms, including of particular benefit to women, took place at a similar time. The 1969 Divorce Reform Act made it easier to obtain a divorce. The 1970 Equal Pay Act made it illegal to treat men and women employees differently in terms of pay, or terms and conditions. The 1967 Sexual Offenses Act decriminalized homosexuality to some degree. Major changes, such as a ballooning of the number of women in the workforce, were taking place, which drove a transformation in social attitudes. Around the world, masses of people protested against the Vietnam War, for civil rights for black people in the US, and for improved wages and conditions. These things both increased women's expectations of what life could be like, and showed that collective action, particularly through trade unions, strikes, and mass protests, was the best way to achieve things. In many ways, the law had been left behind reality and behind social attitudes. For example, the sexual revolution of the 1960s and availability of the contraceptive pill had begun to transform many people's view of sex outside marriage. It's thought that 10,000 abortions a year were carried out by qualified doctors prior to the 1967 Act being passed. Recognizing the devastating impact of unwanted pregnancies, they chose to risk criminal prosecution and were prepared to defend their actions in court if necessary. In 1938, for example, Dr. Alec Byrne admitted to having performed an abortion for a 14-year-old who was suicidal after becoming pregnant as a result of rape. He successfully argued that this was a life-threatening situation and that this was covered by the existing law. Limitations. There were and are still major problems with the Abortion Act. Most notably, the reforms were never extended to Northern Ireland. Outrageously, women there still don't have access to abortion in the vast majority of cases, and are forced to continue with unwanted pregnancies, obtain abortion pills illegally, or raise the money to travel to Britain for the procedure. Even in Britain, the law is lacking. The need for two doctors to agree that a woman should have the abortion is needlessly bureaucratic and can lead to damaging delays. A problem from the beginning was that extremely insufficient services were allocated to meet demand. This means that it is still the case that half of all NHS-funded abortions are carried out by private or voluntary sector providers. No single law can offer people complete choice over when and whether to have children, where women neither feel they have to carry a pregnancy to term if they don't want to, or that they have to terminate a pregnancy that they would otherwise like to continue with. For that, we'd need investment in contraception services, sex and relationships education, fertility treatment, education, well-paid jobs, childcare and affordable housing. But regardless of these limitations, the 1967 Abortion Act remains a huge and important step forward for women and the right to choose. Around the world, illegal abortions still result in 70,000 deaths a year. So 50 years on from 1967, it's vital to maintain the understanding of the need for a united struggle for social reforms, and for the labor and trade union movement to take up the demands of oppressed groups.